Hello, this is Dr. Rachna Mazumdar. I'm an endocrinologist working at Kolkata, and I would like to speak a few words about diabetes and hypoglycemia. But blood glucose is our body's main energy source. When we have an abnormally low levels of blood glucose, our body's ability to function properly may be impaired. This condition is called hypoglycemia and is defined as a blood glucose level of below 70 milligrams per deciliter. Now, our brain needs a constant steady supply of glucose because it cannot store or manufacture its own glucose supply. So, in the event of our blood glucose dropping, the brain is the first to be affected by hypoglycemia. One may experience one or all of these symptoms. The early symptoms may be unusual behavior, confusion, or both. That may be an inability to complete routine tasks. Late manifestations include loss of consciousness, seizures, and visual disturbances such as double or blurred vision. One also usually has sweating, tremor, or excessive hunger. In the event of such things happening, one should always first record the blood glucose level if a glucometer is available handy. And the initial treatment should be given as soon as it is confirmed that there is hypoglycemia, that is, the blood glucose level is below 70. Typically, consuming sugar like candy or fruit juice or taking glucose tablets or glucose powders, about 15 grams, can control the early symptoms and raise the blood glucose levels back to healthy levels. After this, one should eat something more substantial like milk or bread or biscuits or whatever food is available at home. But if the symptoms are more severe, then one is unable to take sugar by mouth, then an injection of glucose or glucagon may be needed by the hospital. So one has to be taken to the hospital, or one may call an emergency medical service. And of course, once that hypoglycemia has occurred and one has treated at home also, one should always contact the doctor who is treating. To help prevent hypoglycemia, the best method is to monitor regularly. Depending on the treatment plan, one should check and record blood glucose levels as many times a week or day as advised by the doctor, because careful monitoring is the only way to make sure that the blood glucose levels remain within the normal range. One must not skip or delay meals or snacks. If one is taking insulin or oral diabetes medications, one has to be very particular with the timing and the amount of food. If any additional medicines like painkillers or antibiotics are taken, then also one has to be very careful about, because there is a chance of development of hypoglycemia. If there is a chance of increasing or having more physical activity, one must eat additional snacks or check the blood glucose level before and after the activity to make sure hypoglycemia does not occur. One must also record their blood glucose reactions, because these reactions may, low glucose reactions may vary from person to person, so that it can help identify the patterns in that person by the healthcare team as well as the family. One should also carry some form of diabetes identification, like a necklace or a bracelet or a wallet card, so that in an emergency, if a person is unconscious, then the treating person or doctor can know that this person is diabetic and can treat accordingly. Thank you very much for your patient hearing. Thank you.